Call the meeting to order. The first order of business, pledge to the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Gloria.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Present.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
And Commissioner Callahan is absent.
Item number four, any alterations to the agenda?
I'd like to remove item 13A. Make a motion to remove item 13A.
Is there a second on that?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to delete item 13A from the agenda. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, I'm sorry, roll call vote.
Favor.
Commissioner Murphy?
Favor.
Commissioner Baker?
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette?
Favor.
Are there any other alterations to the agenda? Any special recognitions? I don't believe so. Communications? I know that I received the fire departments, the police department, fire marshal, animal control. I don't know about the building official.
Building official, I contacted him and related to the item of increasing or breaking out the residential and commercial building permits, and he thought that was a good idea. He had to check on it, but I reminded him that the meeting was tonight and busy.
Roger. Item number seven, to consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of June 24th, 2024.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number eight, remarks from the public, agenda items only with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Agenda items only, last chance. Good evening, Tim.
How are you? Timothy Condon, Montville Firefighters President, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut. It was late coming in. I did give Commissioner Perkins the latest statistics that we were able to gather, so it's not part of your correspondence, but she does have it for your information. And I just wanted to make a statement clear. We had a pretty robust conversation about stats last month, and I think it was Mr. Bauer who asked about the CAD and what the CAD can and can't do. I went back and listened to the meeting minutes, and I just want to make sure that I was clear. The CAD can be used to verify data, which is basically all the data is driven out of the CAD. The fire companies get their reports from the CAD, it's printed from there. We can use the CAD to verify what's going on, but we can't use it as a program to determine statistics. So just quickly, things you can determine without needing anybody, just the CAD program that's run by dispatch is we can tell what the call volume is. We can tell what type of call and district, if it's fire, MVA, ambulance, otherwise. We can tell who transported, paid volunteer, or combination or outside agency. We can tell how many transports versus how many refusals, lift assist and otherwise. And we can track time of day and day of week, in particular to ambulance involvement. So there are a lot of things that we can do because I know this commission was worried about vetting the data and making sure it's accurate, which I think everybody can agree. If you're going to have data, it's got to be accurate. And most of the accuracy is going to be driven off of our CAD program. So those are just some of the things that we can do outside of that, and I just want to make sure that I was accurate about that last month. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other remarks from the public? Any other remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? See, no, we'll move on. Remarks from department heads. Good evening, Lieutenant Radford.
Good evening, sir. Dave Radford, Lieutenant, Montville Police. Commissioner Gillette has my normal monthly stats. I'm going to start with the animal control monthly and totals for the year for the town of Montville. The number of number of animals impounded for the month of June are 12, for a year-to-date of 107. That would be the total for the year. Number of animals sold as pets was 2, 57 for the year. Number of animals DOA was 0 last month, 4 total for the year. Number of animals euthanized was 1 last month and 1 total for the year. Total complaints investigated was 118 last month, 796 last year. Total animal bites investigated was 5, 24 for the year. Total enforcement action was 3 last month and 22 for the year. Total other calls for service were 0 last month, 286 for the year. That was for the town of Montville. For the town of Salem, number of animals impounded last month was 1. Year-to-date was 14. Total number of animals sold as pets was 0 last month, 1 for the year. There were no animals DOA last month or for the year. Number of animals euthanized last month was 0, 2 for the year. Total complaints investigated was 5 last month, total of 58 for the year. Total animal bites investigated was 2, 5 for the year. Total enforcement action was none last month, 1 for the year, and then there were no other calls for service last month or for the year outside of what's mentioned. I just wanted to note on the animal control numbers, there is 1 month missing that we were unable to gain data, and that was for the month of December when there was a transition from the full-time ACO to us. So that's just for your reference. With that, I wanted to mention that the commission had requested or talked about a summary for the year for the police department. So I do have our year-end totals, and that's as of from July 1st, 23 through June 30th, 24. Our grand total calls for service was 13,584. We issued 563 infractions, 23 juvenile summonses, 151 misdemeanors, 2,763 written warnings for a total of 3,500 citations issued. And then another number, our total arrests for the year, which includes everything, which is motor vehicle, criminal infractions, was 866 for the year. With that, I do have a few things of positive correspondence that I wanted to read. First letter I'll read is from Chief Wright of the New London Police Department. Dear Chief Blanchett, I hope this message finds you well. I'm writing to extend my deepest gratitude for the invaluable support and resources you provided during this past weekend's SailFest event. Your collaboration and dedication were instrumental in ensuring the safety and success of the event. The combined efforts of local, state, and federal agencies showcased the strength and effectiveness of our partnerships. Your personnel worked seamlessly with our team, demonstrating exceptional professionalism and commitment to public safety. The event's success is a direct result of your unwavering support and expertise. Thank you for your continued partnership and for helping us make SailFest a safe and enjoyable experience for all attendees. We look forward to future collaborations and the continued success of our joint efforts. We had sent down Officer Lalamere to assist them. The next one's from the City of Norwich, from Captain John Perry. Dear Chief Blanchett, I hope this letter finds you well. On behalf of the City of Norwich and our community, I wanted to extend my heartfelt thanks to you and your department for the invaluable assistance provided during the July 5th fireworks event. The dedication and professionalism demonstrated by Officer Lalamere and Officer Hughes was truly commendable. Their presence ensured a safe and enjoyable event for everyone in attendance. Their expertise and cooperation were instrumental in maintaining order and managing the crowd effectively. Please convey my gratitude to your officers who joined us. Their willingness to support our community exemplifies the spirit of collaboration and public service that is so vital in ensuring public safety during large-scale events. We look forward to the possibility of working together again in the future. Thank you once again for your department's outstanding support. And then I have a positive PR watch, is a positive performance observation report for Officer Lalamere from the chief. Excuse me, Officer Mora from the chief. On June 17th, 2024, I received a letter from the Groton Chief of Police, Louis J. Fazzaro Jr., commending the assistance of Officer Byron Mora of the Montville Police Department. Chief Fazzaro explained that the Groton Police and the Federal Bureau of Investigation conducted an underage predator operation targeting individuals attempting to solicit and exploit minors. The operation resulted in the arrest of multiple Spanish-speaking individuals. The Groton Police requested Spanish to English translation assistance, and Officer Mora responded to assist. Officer Mora effectively translated during the booking and interviewing of the arrestees and was vital in his ability to identify and extract information from child predators. In addition to assisting Groton Police, Officer Mora has been called upon countless times to numerous neighboring jurisdictions to assist with translation. His ability to effectively communicate and extract important information has been an asset to this area. Each time he responds and assists, Officer Mora conveys an impression which reflects favorably upon the image of the town of Montville and the Montville Police Department. Keep up the great work. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant. Any questions for Lieutenant?
Yeah, just a real quick question. We reviewed the policies and procedures. How's that?
To cut you off, Commissioner, but the chief's going to come up and talk about that.
Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. I do have some remarks, but I'll start with the policies and procedures. I appreciate the fact that you all had an opportunity to take a look at those. They're kind of a labor of love. But some of the things that Commissioner Stewart, that you pointed out were typos, you know, errors in the things, and they've been changed. Some of the verbiage, unfortunately, had to stay the same, but we did, as you can see, my notes are all marked up, or your notes are all marked up, so we did go through everything and made changes where we could. So if you'd like to review them again, you're more than welcome to. Really quick, and I don't want to belabor this, I know I've talked at monthly meetings and kind of given you a heads up of where we are. Per the contract that I have with the town of Montville, at the end of the fiscal year, which was July 1st, I'm required to provide a report to the mayor, the chief executive of the town, just to say where we are with our police department. And as this was the first anniversary, July 1st, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of what I gave to the mayor.
Could I ask you just to speak up just a little bit, Chief?
Is that better?
I don't know if it's on.
Can you hear me?
Make sure everybody in the back can hear you, too. It's all there.
Everybody could hear Congdon, so
okay.
They should be able to hear me.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I think so. Go ahead.
So we became an independent police department July 1st, 2023. Obviously, there were some changes that came along with that. Prior to going independent, we took over dispatch and emergency communications, the collect system, records management, freedom of information, the animal control operations, the state radio system, CAD RMS, which is our report management system, court evidence, custody of property, all these things that we had to get worked out, prisoner management, custody, medical attention, pursuit review, use of force. I go back to prisoner management. Thank you, Commissioner Gillette, for the people over at Corrigan that have helped us out immensely.
Yes, sir.
Time-sensitive reporting requirements, such as racial profiling, every traffic stop, family violence offense reports, report to the state of Connecticut on use of force, reports to the chief state's attorney's office on ex parte subpoenas, NIBRS reports to the FBI, which is a National Information Bureau reporting system. Anytime there's a scheduled crime, they call it,
It has to be reported to the FBI, like a burglary, a sex assault, a regular assault. Under the former leadership of Mayor McDaniel, they negotiated a MOU with the Montville Police Union. Our minimum staffing had gone up as of July 1st, so we have additional officers on the road, a supervisor on every single shift. With the police accountability, and I know I've talked about this before, we had to get accredited. We got accredited in short order. I will say thanks to the work of Officer Lindsay Michaels. She had been removed from patrol duties and is working full-time on accreditation. We have till January to get level two accredited, and I believe that we're going to be ready for our third tier as of January, so we'll be, it'll just be maintenance after that point. As you know, Animal Control Officer Chris Swanson left her position in January. Bruce Ribello has taken over as the Animal Control Officer. Current facility obviously is in various stages of disrepair, but it's considerably better than what it was. The town has successfully got a bond from the state of Connecticut, so we're hoping that the new facility starts soon. Dan Witz graduated with his patrol dog, Sig. He's currently on the road. Canine Barrett, as you know, was had to be euthanized. He was added to the Law Enforcement Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. Still have narcotic detection, canine gauge working. We're in the process of selecting a handler for a new patrol dog, another patrol dog, and also eventually for a comfort dog. We've responded to numerous calls for selective speed enforcement, very robust and aggressive speed enforcement program. Matter of fact, in a three-day period, we had 88 vehicle stops for traffic-related offenses. I know some people up here have been on the other end of those, but we're doing very, very well, I think, in the crazy driving that's going on. We reinstituted, at the mayor's request, the blotter, basically the online. Anybody can go up and see the calls for service that that we're handling on a daily basis. That's posted every month for the preceding month. Lieutenant Radford and Karen Alshire are still involved very heavily with the Montville Juvenile Review Board. Continues to be a model program within the state, and it's a guide for other towns to follow. You know, they've successfully adjudicated numerous cases that that come through our town. I recently assigned Steve Fazzino temporarily to the detective division. He's assisting with a backlog of some major crime investigations that we have, as well as monitor and initiate as needed investigations into vice crimes throughout the town. Reassignment, it kind of coincides with my broken window theory of policing, where quality of life issues are enforced vigorously. You know, you get the small stuff and the big stuff seems to go elsewhere. As you know, we've entered into two regional initiatives with surrounding towns. We're part of the Shoreline Traffic Accident Reconstruction Team with East Lyme and Waterford, which we've used once for a fatal accident here, and we've been to Waterford and East Lyme to assist them. And we're also part of the regional SRT team, the Special Response Team. That's Groton City, Waterford, East Lyme, Ledyard, and Montville. We've used them for a couple of high-risk search warrants that we've done, and we've gone out of town to assist them with their own high-risk search warrants. So just in closing, it's my belief we've made numerous strides to professionalize our department since independence. Our officers are hardworking and conscientious, and our supervisors are not afraid to hold the officers accountable for deficiencies. Our communication specialists and dispatch continue to provide professional service to the public, as well as our police, fire, and EMS agencies. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. We're working on that daily. We currently have one police officer vacancy, which I'm hoping gets filled within the next couple of months. So that's what I got. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Chief.
All right, thank you.
Any questions? Chief, I will say one thing. I do know, talking with fire chiefs, they do appreciate your monthly meetings with, or your bi-monthly meetings with them, and they think it's a good deal.
Yeah.
You know, that you guys get together. So,
I think it's helpful for, you know, all the public service departments to be able to get together, and
you know, I don't want to say air grievances, but at least have open communication and dialogue. And
I agree.
So, all right.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you.
Let's see. Item number 10, committee and liaison reports. Reports from the Fire Department liaison. Commissioner Perkins?
Yes, we had that volunteer relief committee meeting regarding the stipends. And as follows, Montville, from January to June, they had 2 tax abatements and 7 stipends. Mohegan did not send in a report. Chesterfield, April to June, they had 2 tax abatements and 5 stipends. Oakdale had 6 tax abatements and 7 stipends. I sent the emails regarding the 4 firehouses to you guys, so you're up to date on those. Well, my correspondence with them. And then I can wait until I think I'm under 12A as well.
All set?
Right? Yep, that's it.
Thank you very much. Animal Control, Commissioner Callahan is not here. Report from the Police Department Liaison, Commissioner Gillette.
Total calls for service were 943. Infractions were 28. Juvenile summons were 1. Misdemeanors were 4. Written warnings were 108. And total citations were 144. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Reports from the Building Department. Commissioner Stewart?
Nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Okay. Item number 11, remarks from fire chiefs. Chief Chuix. Good evening, Chief.
Evening. Keith Truex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. Last month, Commissioner Perkins sent us a prospective new report that we're looking at. And
that was my 12A.
I looked at the data. Well, it's was brought up earlier, so I looked at the data that she supplied, you know, that, well, that she was given, that she sent to us. And I only looked at for Chesterfield, because I only have the numbers for Chesterfield, and I only looked at the mutual aid calls, because those are an easy one for me to go through. I can go through my run sheets. They're the only run sheets with 2 incident numbers. The town of Montville incident number, and then the incident number from the other town. And for anybody that doesn't know, mutual aid is when we go out of town to respond, to assist other entities. So for Chesterfield, it would be going to Salem, going to East Lyme, going to Waterford, and a new one that started for us this year is going to New London. Several times now we've been requested to New London. And what I found was the report that was submitted to Commissioner Perkins said that all 4 departments combined had 2 mutual aid calls in February, 1 mutual aid call in March, 2 mutual aid calls in April, and 3 mutual aid calls in May. Now, this is just Chesterfield's. We had 6 mutual aid calls in February, which the report says there was 2 total, and we did 6. 4 in March, 7 in May, and 8 in April. So I don't know if they were just miscategorized or missed in the report, but obviously, the data in the report is not correct.
On those calls that you just said, you said 2, 1, 2, 3?
For
February was 2, March was 1, April was 2, May was 3?
So, yeah, let's see. 2 in February, 1 in March, 2 in April, 3 in May is what your report had.
That was that mutual aid for fire or mutual aid for EMS, because I just saw this on the report that it's split up. Was that fire or EMS? Yes, fire was the numbers you just reported.
Now I'm going to have to look at your report more.
Go down to the last category, and it says EMS transport crew, career 1, all volunteer, mutual aid. And in that one, for February, it's listed as 5, March is 10, April is 9, May is 2.
Okay, I missed that. So I may be wrong in
this. I'm asking. I just saw that.
I may be wrong in this because I didn't see that. I saw all the other categories, and I missed that there was a EMS mutual aid. But that still doesn't change the second part that I want to address, and I will have to check these numbers. And what is the purpose of this report? Because the only thing I've seen it used for so far is for somebody to jump on Facebook and go, Montville Fire Department had this many ambulance calls, and out of, I think it was 107, 97 of them didn't have any volunteers at all show up. That does what for us? That improves volunteers to want to respond? That does nothing. Doesn't help us at all. There's no benefit at all whatsoever to that. The little notes that we get on our run sheets at the station, no volunteer response. There was one call that was in Oakdale's district, and within about 30 seconds of the fire alarm being called, because an Oakdale member was at the house, he was already canceling the response because there was no real emergency. But the note that was written on the run sheet was, no volunteer response from Chesterfield. But we had 6 people in the station. Of course we're not going to have a volunteer response. We were canceled before we could get our gear and get in the apparatus. What is the benefit of making those comments other than to sow discord? There's none. Absolutely no benefit.
I just want to jump in on that right now. Can I? Instead of talking about 12.
If he's done, you can wait.
No, it's 4. He's correct when he's up there, because I was at the volunteer relief thing meeting. If the report is inconsistent, you weren't here last meeting. Commissioner Stewart said, can I report, or the mayor, send the report to the chiefs just to see if they agree with it, the numbers, for whatever reason. If it is inconsistent, then it's inconsistent, then I can't report it unless I get everybody in the room and I get the real answers from all sides. Not that, like you said, your thing, and then they'll over here, they'll explain, well, these are the numbers that came in. So I know we're working on something. Instead of getting all the chiefs involved and everybody involved, I, as a liaison, will be in this meeting, and I'm trying to get Chief of Oakdale, the union president, the mayor, and I, a smaller group to sit down, bring this out, like his incidents that he was bringing up, for instance. And you have to get this iron out. I'm up here and I'm reporting what I get. And I am for both the volunteer and the fire. But I can only report what is handed to me. So yes, I did get the report late as when I walked in. I will send it to all of you guys so you can see the numbers. He did bring that up to me regarding the fire being mutual aid, and I'm puzzled on that as well. I didn't understand why those numbers would be off, if that's what Chief Truix has said. But when I was looking through the report really quick, I see how it's broken up, or broken down, I should say. So yes, I would like to get a meeting. I think it's well overdue. I've been trying to do this way back when. And then when I get the reports, then I can submit them and they will be accurate. I'm not saying they're not accurate. One side says these are the numbers, the other side are disagreement, and I'm sitting here questioning both sides, I guess.
Well, the other thing that's skewed is when it says two career staff transported. Well, that's true. 2 career staff transported on the ambulance and no volunteer. Well, that could be because 2 career staff showed up with the ambulance, a volunteer showed up. But when the volunteer showed up, one of the career staff can't go back to the station because, well, they have to stay together now, can't separate them. So is the volunteer now just become a chauffeur. I will tell you that when M300 responds across town to Montville or Mohegan because the paid guys on this side of town are out and it's 2 a.m, even if I'm available, I don't come because I'm not going to come over here just to chauffeur. There is literally no point in me coming, and unless it's dispatched as a code where I know they're going to need a lot of manpower. If it's just a, you know, somebody's just not feeling well and wants to go to the hospital, why am I going to get up and come out at 2 a.m. just to chauffeur two paid guys in the back of the ambulance because they can't separate? They have to be on the ambulance together. There is no value in myself or any other single volunteer if there's only one available or only one showing up. There's no value to it. So their own policy is causing this problem, and it is skewing the numbers, and it is making things look a lot worse than what it is.
I guess my comment is, and I made it last meeting, before these reports go out, I don't know why they're not vetted by the chiefs first. It seems like the report's coming from one angle or one side, and out it comes. Whatever damage is done, it's done because it's out there. So why don't the reports be given to the chief, have the chiefs vet them, get all of their issues out of the way and ask all their questions, and then let's put the report out to make sure the report's accurate. We're putting the cart in front of the horse here in plain English.
Well, I think this report was provided just as a sample of what is available. It wasn't intended to be picked over and made sure that everything's right. I'm not to say that it shouldn't be right. I'm just saying that this is what was provided by the union to say, hey, these are what we see as the calls. I'm not advocating, but so we're just trying, you know, there's been this discussion, as Commissioner Perkins has said, we've been talking about this for months. We're still waiting for you. The chiefs say you have a system that you're trying to get online, and okay, where is it?
We can't control getting EMS charts to generate it any quicker.
I only
and can you tell me what this report is going to be used for, and where the information on that is any more valuable than what we're already submitting? Because if that's the case, why are we submitting monthly reports?
Every time this subject comes up, there's also the idea that there is also another system in town that we already own, the town owns, that we can use for this. They're not using it, but have you guys tried to use it? I'm not well versed in what's going on with that, but I've been told that the fire marshal system is available and can be used for this.
And then we have to change our ambulance or our patient care reports, our patient care billing.
I'm only talking about the status, you know, trying to get the numbers. I'm not trying to say to advocate to go to another system for the EMS run forms and things like that, but you know, maybe it's something to look at as well.
So we're going to enter it in EMS charts for NINFERS, and then you want us to also...
I'm not saying I want you to do anything. I'm saying you should be looking at this at least.
I think they did look at it, Steve, and didn't like it. The fire marshals.
Yeah, and it's going to
That was a long time ago.
Right.
That's why they went the other way, I think. I could be wrong.
Well, many years ago.
Doing any good if it's
the problem,
if they can't
from what
it.
I understand, is every time that they come up with the program to hand over to the chiefs, when they go through it to see, I guess a couple of departments were practicing with it and found issues with it and had to send it back to be reworked. That was the last I heard a couple weeks ago. So, I don't know that, you know, Mike is not here, but that's what he told me, that they had been working on it. They were doing some practice runs and had to go back for more work. So,
it doesn't do us any good to give you a report that we know is broken. I mean, there's literally no value in it.
Doesn't the town use that?
Use what?
The system that the
ESO.
ESO, sorry, thank you.
Sure, the town uses it. We don't.
But that's the report. You can't use that, or you don't. I'm not.
Again, if I'm already entering all my information into EMS charts, I'm not going to duplicate all that and then enter it into ESO on top of it.
But that would put everybody on the same page, wouldn't it?
You just sat in the meeting.
I know.
Where we talked about how many hours it takes to put all that in. And now you want us to put it into two systems.
No, I know. I know it takes time to enter the data. I'm sorry. There has to be a solution because I'm going to keep coming up here every month.
That's fine. I think you should bring it up every month. But when the chiefs get their program to where they feel it's the right thing, I think they'll do it. And they've spent their own money doing this already. So let's let them finish their project and get it out of the way. And, you know, it's like everything else today. Nothing is like this. I've been waiting nine months for a little resistor mower from my wife's car that blows the air conditioner at 100 miles an hour. 9 months. And there isn't one in the country. So, come on.
I'm not putting anybody.
These numbers are skewed anyway, and I'm going to tell you because if there's not a paid firefighter in the second station that's empty, they're not going to know who shows up there. You could have 15 firefighters show up tonight at Oakdale and leave, and nobody fills out the report or their name's not on the report. They assume that there's nobody there. The paid firefighters are getting their numbers from the guys that are on the job working at those stations. They can't say that nobody from Oakdale showed up just because the engine didn't get out the door. That doesn't mean there weren't people that responded.
Okay, but
so they don't know that.
I don't know who showed up.
Exactly.
Well, that's been asked for, like, the mayor previously, the liaisons previously. It has been asked for many years.
Well, listen, all I can tell you is that they are working on it, and they're spending good money on this program. When it's ready, it's ready.
But the ESO system is already paid for through the town. Is that correct? So that's free.
Well, then
so it doesn't work for you? Like,
I don't know if it is, and I don't know if it's, you know, only usable on one system, and would the town have to get additional subscriptions for each of the departments? I don't know.
Something that you can, like, so you have not looked at that EOS?
ESO? We did years ago. We didn't like it. There were issues with it, and that's when we went to EMS charts.
Okay. Has it?
We looked at both.
Has it been upgraded, do you know, or?
I would assume so. EMS charts upgraded. It's just.
I mean, if it saved you money, but you already spent. Okay, do you know when you're going to be done with that report?
It's not us. It's when the vendor finishes it and it works properly. They send it to us, go, hey, we think we have everything fixed. We'll run it, exercise it, put data in, and then go, oh, this part doesn't work. But to this day, nobody has still told me how this data is going to be used when we're all done. What is the end goal? What are we collecting all this information for?
And that is your question.
Yeah, exactly. Again, as I said, I've seen it used once now, and it was used against a volunteer fire department on social media. So what is the value of it? Is there a value? No, is there a value to it?
I'm sure there is a value, and it's probably going to wait. Even when you get your report, it's going to generate more questions. Well, can we do this for this report? Can we do that? It's planning for the future. We don't know what we've got. So how can we plan for the future?
Well,
That's where a lot of this data is going to go for. That's where I see it anyway. I mean, we come up with these needs and wants and everything else, and a lot of it's data driven. We need the information to make good determinations, good answers to questions.
I have no problem. I have no problem with data being provided from all the departments, but I think that the chiefs have a responsibility to turn in what they feel is right for them and their departments. And if they've chosen EMS charts to be the vendor, then let them work it out. And if it takes another 2 months, 3 months, until it's worked out, well, that's the vendor they want.
And EMS charts is the one we want. But I can tell you that at least two of the chiefs are very leery at doing anything else at this point after what happened with the most recent episode.
Well, you know, Facebook, social media is evil. It is evil, evil, evil. And the things that people put on there, and I do not have social media. I got off of it 4 or 5 years ago. But what I hear that comes out of some of these social media posts that are posted on, I don't know, these Montville bitch sites or Montville complaining, Montville, whatever they're called, okay, and there's a few of them. It's not only are our people putting stuff on there, volunteers putting stuff on Facebook that's causing other people to respond. And then there's paid firefighters that put stuff on there that caused the volunteers to respond. And they're really, you know, not only should we have this data thing, but there should be a policy on social media that if you're a volunteer or a career firefighter in this town, you should not be allowed to post anything regarding to social media for the fire service that they belong to. It's ridiculous. And it gets all the citizens ticked off, and people are reading all these things. And then you get these dummies from outside of Montville or used to be personnel that make their comments in there. And it just stirs the hornet's nest. For what reason? There is no reason for people to do that. I hate social media. And we have trying at Oakdale to put in a very strict social media policy. And for us, I think it's working for the most part. We have one person that violates it, and we're working on that. And we do have a good social media policy.
Does the town have a small social media policy for their employees, Mayor?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think they have a policy on.
I'd be interested to see it. Sure. See what it says, because I do know that there are cases where public safety individuals have been fired over posting social media when they're on duty. Google it, you'll find it. And that concerns me. So, again, it does nothing for the morale of the town. It does nothing for the morale of the firefighters or any of the personnel, EMS included. So why are we trying to tear the morale down?
Town Council establishes policy, and Public Safety Commission makes the recommendations. So make our recommendations on a policy for it.
We need one.
No, sorry.
And I'm sure, not to reinvent the wheel, if we didn't, I'm sure there are area municipalities that have policies that we could capture, make it much simple. So it wouldn't take a lot to do it.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
I'll get an answer for you, Keith.
Thank you. Item number 12, unfinished business. I think we just went over this. Consider an act on a motion to approve policies, systemize and retain firefighter data, observe trends and effectiveness. Want to pass it till next month?
Yep.
Can I comment on that?
Yes, sir, Chairman? Mayor.
I'll say that the discussions are still going on with the four chiefs about their program, the EMS charts, and When that program is done, I'm going to ask that both of the programs be brought back to the Public Safety Commission for recommendations on which one to use. And if it becomes a the Public Safety Commission's recommendations for whichever one, then it'd be sent back to the Town Council for a policy on which one to use. And the value, every single year we go through budgets, and the question comes up about coverage and staffing for the fire department. And decisions are made, what do you have for facts? But so the right program is going to give you the information to allow you to make a decision, a rational decision, on the numbers that we need for fire protection. If the programs being used do show that the volunteer staff is responding, which I believe they are, they're not out there every single call, of course not, but they are responding. They are a viable force in this town. And program that is selected will accurately show that. Because we don't need a program that's only going to show who's responding to a call. We need a program to show you what the volunteer staff is doing. And that could be training, that can be community services, that could be acts just within the firehouse. And the right program is going to be able to show that. The ESO does not show you that. But let's wait until they're done, let it come back to you, make your recommendations, and send it to the Town Council. As far as the policy goes for social media, I'm thinking that it was some other IT policy that we have on that, but not social media. But that's not a bad idea. Draft something up. Take it from another town. Implement it. Make it work.
Anything else, Mr. Mayor? Thank you. 12B, fire company radio system upgrade. Commissioner Baker?
That is still a work in progress. Obviously, we're waiting to see if we can get any additional funding, and there's also funding available coming in the budget, so they're still working on that project.
13, new business. To consider an act on a motion to review, take possible action on the bid proposal for the new pumper for the Montville Fire Department. The fire chief of Montville is on vacation, so he did send me a letter. It says, Dear Chairman Murphy, I apologize for not being able to attend. I'm on vacation with my family. The Montville Fire Company has completed the specification and has received a bid price quote for the replacement of M12. The current M12 is a 1991 KME Spartan six-man cab with 29,364 miles, 3,739 hours. The pump has a capacity of pumping 1,500 gallons per minute, and the tank holds 1,000 gallons of water. The replacement engine will be a short four-door cab with a pump of 2,000 gallons per minute capacity and a 1,250-gallon water tank and a 2,100-gallon drop tank on the side to better serve the department's needs. The fire chiefs reviewed the specifications and the apparatus and agreed with it. The Board of Finance last year approved money for the project in the capital plan. The bid price for the apparatus that came in was $1,044,407, and the completion time is 800 days. And you think that takes a long time to get a program. 800 days. It's crazy. The increase in price is due to the new motor package for the 2025-2026 and the cost components. If you could please have the commission approve the apparatus to be forwarded to the Town Council for the purchase, as the bid is time sensitive, which is 60 days on the bid. I know that it was 800,000 that was in the budget for this 2 years ago when it first came up to being brought up for the Montville Fire Department to go out to bid on it and spec, and when money became available. In the capital improvement plan, there was $800,000. So over the last 2 years, the price has basically gone up $200,000. That's pretty standard now for pumpers. A lot of trucks, if they're not going to be, they'll probably be $2 million for a lot of truck or more. I know there are some local departments that just received, just got a new engine. That was a Griswold. I don't know where it was. Somebody, and the price was Old Mystic, and the price was like $300,000 over what they had originally estimated. That's what it is today. They're like automobiles. It's no different. The price is through the roof. So that's where we are with that. I would recommend that we. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the price to be passed on to the town council for their approval. Is there a second? Second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Motion made and second. Any further discussion?
Are we going to get a look at the spec?
Right. Was this in
you the should have had the spec you guys should have had already.
No.
From, no.
I have it here. It's 90 pages. So I will. I have it downloaded. I will send it to you.
So was this already in the CIP?
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it.
Sure.
Quickly.
We should all have a chance to look at that, though.
I will send it to you. I didn't know that you guys didn't have it. I just got it on Friday.
So first we're hearing about it.
Somebody just put it on the, give me, oh, there's a vote. Or just, here's my discussion, put it on for next month.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a chance to review it.
So there's 60 days for the bid, though.
Yeah. Should have gave us the spec before that, then.
You're going to wait another month?
Hmm?
You're going to wait another month?
Should have gave us the specs in time.
Well, it is a question of the specs. It's a question of, is an increase in the cost. It's already been approved.
Then why is it coming through to us?
Pardon?
If we already approved it, we did this last time. If
I
we,
know you already, but,
if
you
we already
didn't approve the additional
let town
cost.
Council do their thing.
It's the cost.
The cost
I mean, we're talking.
Saying, all I'm saying is make a, if you would make a recommendation to the town council to accept the additional cost. Specs are not part of the issue here. The cost is.
So can you once again? Since we're in discussion,
mm-hmm.
It was put in the CIP for what dollar amount?
$800,000.
And it's going up with more money?
$1,044,300 and something.
That's going to be the total. It's not going on top of the 800.
No, that's the total. So it's gone up $244,000 over the last 2 years. And that has a lot to do with the new engine that they. These new
2027 engine.
Yeah, it's the new model engines they have to put in. They're more air friendly and all these other things. So that was a huge cost.
So by going to the town council, they can still review it and say no, we're not paying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they get the final say. We're just a reviewing board. The town council gets the final say on any expenditure.
So it's really like we're just passing it off to the town council anyway.
Yeah, so we. That's what we do.
Well, I hear that, and then I hear we should be doing our.
Listen, I just got it from the chief on Friday.
Oh, no, I'm not.
So the 900 pages, I mean the 90 pages sent to me, and then I just today got the spec on a download so that I could send it off, and I didn't want to send it to you at 5 o'clock tonight or at 4 o'clock when I got it.
I mean, I agree
so
with you.
Wouldn't
the
have helped.
Specs. Sure, but it's almost like when Chief Chewarks put his thing in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to town council, they're going to agree whether or not he
yeah.
gets that truck or not. Oh. I wish you would reword the wording.
All
I can tell you, Karen, that most everybody sitting here knows I consulted on that truck. Chief Turner asked me to help him with it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I consulted on the truck. I'm getting nothing for it. I'm receiving nothing for it. It is not a conflict of interest. I'm getting nothing for this. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart.
See, if you never even said anything right now, no one would have known. I didn't know.
Well, I'm just putting it out there so it's on the public record. And I'm receiving nothing for this, what I did. I did it as a favor to Chief Turner. The rescue truck he owns, I sold him that truck. M13, I sold him that truck and a ladder truck. I had a lot to do with that. So I have expertise in the design and construction, the technical specifications of fire apparatus. So he asked me to help him. And I said, sure, I'll give you a hand. No problem. I can tell you that at least 80,000 of that increase from the 800 to the 1,044,000, at least 80 of that is the new 2027 EPA compliant diesel engine package. Nothing we can do about it. It's coming. I'm just happy that they bid the truck that way, because if they didn't, there would be a caveat and a spec clearly stating that at the time of construction, if a current engine was not available, we would be charged for the new engine, which would trigger a mid-year appropriation by the town council of whatever that increase was. So being proactive to it, the manufacturer bid it with the package. So the price is the price. It is not going to change. So I'm pleased they did it that way. At least it's up front again.
Is this something that they need?
Pardon?
Is this something that they need?
Yeah.
Yes. There is a little background, and I did some research on this. Back in 1991, get my paperwork out here. In 1991, the town of Montville purchased 4 pumpers.
KMEs.
This was in 91. This is the last of the pumpers of those 4 trucks to be replaced. Oakdale's was done in 2012. Chesterfield's was done in 2020, or thereabouts, the funding for it. And Mohegan's was 2021. So 3 of the original 1991 trucks are now gone, and they've been replaced with new apparatus. This is the last one. So it is also my understanding that 2 of these 4 pieces, the one owned by Montville and the one owned by Mohegan, were purchased as part of the new prison down here. So I would hope that the state of Connecticut, who funded those, I would hope we would keep honoring that with the state of Connecticut and not just saying, hey, thanks for the one truck, we're not going to buy anymore. Because that was the reason they bought it, was to help with the water supply and whatever it took to fight to take care of an incident at the prison. So again, the last one of the 4. So that'll clean out all the 1991s. The truck is 31 years old now. It will be approximately 34 or 35 years old when the new one's delivered. So,
is it because is it broken? Does it not work, or is it because it's old?
No, NFPA in the guidelines of NFPA 1901 states that any apparatus that is 15 years or older should be placed into reserve status. If it's 25 years or older, it should be replaced. So we're sitting on a truck that's now 31 years old. That should have been replaced six years ago.
But it doesn't say you have to replace it. It just says should be.
Right.
It should be, yes.
Now, Montville's truck, the reason that it's the last one to go is in their fleet, it was like the 3rd truck going out the door in their fleet. In Oakdale, it was the 1st truck out the door in their fleet. So that had more action, more time on it, more hours, more wear and tear, and so on. And that's why it's come that time to be replaced. It's
I,
still
I
goes
guess,
to
I
calls.
I mean, I can also, I can also report to you, and I'm not trying to speak in behalf of the chief. They design the truck that they need to fit their needs and the town's needs in general, and the fire service needs. That truck, when we started the project back in October of this year, last year. And it took us, what, 6 months or more just to get it to the point where it was ready to go to bid. So there was a lot of give and take.
Did you report that back here to us?
Pardon?
I didn't know you were working on it. Maybe I missed that.
No, it never came back, and it should have.
Nothing saying in your policy that it has to come
we
back
put
here
it through.
Until
we
now.
We did the same thing to Chief Truex. We did the same thing to Truex. So
do you have a copy of the policy, the purchasing policy?
That was, what year was that, Chief, please? On the tanker? Forgive me, I can't remember the exact year. 2019?
18. That's when we started.
Yeah, so right around 19.
Let me get my paper. This is your policy, adopted by the town council right here. All it says is, the committee has completed, once it complete, the committee completed the inspection, the specification sheet, they forwarded to the four fire chiefs, that was done and approved. Four fire chiefs will check with the finance director to see if the monies are available. That was done. After review of the four fire chiefs, any questions needing to be addressed and changes needed to be made, the document will be sent back to the apparatus truck committee. So it went back to the committee for review. They had nothing to change, so we didn't change it. Once all changes had been corrected or agreed upon by the chiefs, the specification sheet will be presented to the public safety committee. There it is. So, and then it says the public safety committee, upon approval, will forward it to the town council.
I mean, it's nice what you did, but when we went to purchase that, when I've been on here, when we purchased that other vehicle down at Chesterfield, we were told as public safety commissioner, we could not help the chief in getting the specs together. He had to do it himself, somebody else.
I told you that.
Whoever was on the committee back then, on the commission.
Oh. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know why somebody would say that.
I have no idea.
I can see if they were involved in it where they were getting paid to do it, but most of the people on here have some sort of public safety experience, and somebody asked you.
It's a nice thing.
I mean, you know, Commissioner Baker's experience in fire apparatus building is vast, and why everybody should check with him before they build anything.
All I can tell you is I have no skin in the game.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and to say that, you know, well, Chief Truex, you know, his truck got denied by this group, but the chief still has the option to take it before the town council to get it approved. He's not shut out by us. He still can go before the town council and plead his case at the town council.
Oh, and the other thing that we did include in this bid, by the way, which is extremely important to the town, and it was at my request, is we included a 100% performance bond in the spec, knowing that the delivery was going to be out 2 years plus. And basically, what that performance bond does, it is issued to the town as a guarantee against failure of the manufacturer to meet obligations of the contract. So it is very important that we protect ourselves and the town. So that's why that performance bond is there, and that performance bond does cost money. But,
well, you know,
watch out, $1 million.
If you want, listen, I'll withdraw my motion, and you can, you know, read the spec. I'll send it to you as soon as I get home, and then I'll call for a special meeting next week because we're time sensitive.
I don't need to read the spec because, quite honestly, I probably wouldn't really understand the spec. I have to go with, and yes, you guys are all fire. Do you think, and this has nothing to do with Martha, and I do this because I don't want anybody to think I'm against or for anything. I just want to do the right thing up here. Do you think Montford Firehouse needs this apparatus?
I do.
Then that. Oh, may I ask the chief?
The chiefs have established that it needs to be replaced.
Well, if you're willing to vote for it, then I'll go for it. I don't want to have to hold it up and then.
I think that we should probably amend the motion, as the mayor indicated, that we are approving this, or for recommending approval based on the price increase, but we're still looking at the spec, and if there's anything that jumps out at us, that we'll raise the flag.
Well, like I said, I just got it from the chief on late Friday, and the spec, and then he sent me the other paperwork, that this letter today, and a downloaded copy of it. I got it at 4:30. So, you know, it is time sensitive that it be done and bad, because we don't want to, you know, the 60 days is the critical part, and I don't want to miss the
When did the 60 days start?
The day the bid opening started. The 16th. Well, what do you want to
do? They need it. I can't.
What did you want me to amend my, to say, Steve?
Take back what you just, there's a motion.
Amend the motion to recommend approval of the cost increase, but holding off on approval of the spec.
Okay. Did you get that, Gloria?
Holding off on the approval of the spec.
I'll second it. All those in favor of amending the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
So now the motion will read, now we have to have another vote on the motion, right? No, on the what's the on the amended motion? Yes, Commissioner Gillette. So now we have to have a motion to
approve the original motion.
To approve the original motion with the amended. Yeah, as amended. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 No.
4-1. The motion passes. And I'll, as soon as I get home, I'll send that out to you guys.
I'll take the hard copy. Brian probably doesn't even want to look at it again.
I think Brian probably has a copy.
Cross-eyed.
But did you want a copy?
No, I'm good.
You can. I'll send one to Mickey when I get home.
Being that there was quite a bit of discussion on this, maybe we need to revisit this policy for purchasing fire apparatus, because I've noticed some things on here that we may need to clarify now that we've had this conversation.
Sorry, you noticed things on what?
On the policy, purchasing policy.
Gotcha.
That's the towns?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. And the way I understand this, and I could be wrong, it's not really our job as commissioners to tell the fire departments how to spec their trucks. That's not our job. Our job is to take what they give us, make sure it meets the needs of not only the fire department but the community in general, and move forward with it. And you're right, Karen. I could show you this spec, and you and I could sit down for 4 hours and you'd ask me a million questions. I know what it is, and I'd be happy to explain it to you. I have no issue with that at all. So, but maybe we got to look at this policy, and maybe there needs to be some time frames added to it, so we make sure that everybody gets what they need in time to adequately look at it. So, at some point, I'll ask maybe that be put back on the agenda and we can get a copy of it. Everybody can look at it, and maybe we want to revise it a little bit. It's up to you guys.
Thank you. Steve?
No, just have him pass it up.
This?
Yep.
He has to be on the back. Steve's on the look.
Yeah, I got this. Purchasing? It is the adopted by the town council on July 9th, 2018, resolution 2018-41. and I got it from the town clerk's office.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's the policy.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go on to item 14, remarks from the public on non-agenda items only with a three-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Good evening, John.
John Miguel from the Fire Marshal's Office, Deputy Fire Marshal. Just wanted to bring up a couple things that were brought up during the meeting about the ESO program. I am very familiar with this program. I have been using it now.
We can't discuss that, John. That's an agenda item.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
Yeah. No.
It was part of a report.
It wasn't.
Well, right. It was.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to.
No, I thought. It was. Go ahead. I thought that's what would fall into it. Go ahead.
Item 12A.
I apologize if this was confusing.
That's okay.
I'm still new to how everything works here, so just bear with me for 1 minute. So just to go with it, the ESO program has been used by me for a couple months now. We've been using it throughout inspections. It has definitely proven its worth, for sure. At this time, we're paying for the full program, and that the program consists of the EMS portion of it, the fire portion of it, the investigation portion of it, and also the data collection. The program is used for the EMS portion of it. It could actually be used for full charts, signing of charts, all data that's needed that EMS charts gives. So if you need to, whatever EMS charts provides, that can also be added, that could be in the program. Now, this program also can be modified by the administrator, such as myself. So if you need to add something, a simple item, such as, what was the activity of the patient sitting in the bathroom? That is not listed actually in the ESO program. I can go in there and actually add that category. One simple email, it's updated automatically instead of waiting for the individuals or the program to actually be updated by the software company. Also, the program itself through fire and EMS also can be documented on through volunteers and paid companies. So everyone that is response with these to these calls will actually be documented. Name, how many times, their percentages, when they do it. Also, all the way down to what they've worn during the call itself, and also down to the medical portion, such as gloves, goggles, things of that nature. So this is a very thorough program. And also it can be accessed not only from the firehouse, but also from individuals' homes. And it would be mainly the access through the chiefs so they can document it. Now, along with this documentation, I would request that the report that they are writing down on a piece that they put into ESO would also be put onto a piece of paper. That piece of paper will then be attached to the program itself, where it will match up. We have to make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody is reporting correctly. Now, as we all know, that reporting incorrectly is an offense. So we suggest it. It'd be the responsibility of the chiefs to do that. If they can't, and we can come to a conclusion, I'll be more than happy to take that on so that if they want to give me, one person, the authority to be able to put all of the data into it so that only one hand takes it, I'll be more than happy to take that and put it into the program itself so that the piece of paper that the chiefs submit to us, that they will match up to what's in the program, okay? Now, as far as the ESO program, this program can also assist with grants. So if you need to go to anything for grants, we can bring that data up. All four companies will be combined into one system, and you'll be able to break them down to either each individual company or one whole town, such as Montville. NIMFR's reports are also, bear with me, I'm sorry, I'm just reading some notes that I wrote down.
Got about 10 seconds left, John.
Okay, so the NIMFR's reports go straight to the NIMFR's themselves. They're already reports to see. We don't have to do anything, they don't have to do anything, that's it, okay? It's also, it'll comply with the NFPA 1510 and the 1520, which is the qualifications for volunteers and paids. and also training, investigations, and things of that nature can be put in there, public programs. All of that would be in this program. It does it for you. It's just putting it in.
Thank you. Time's up. Anybody else wishing to speak?
Tom McCarthy, 62 Beachwood Road. I had submitted a letter to Commissioner Perkins in regards to issues that I have come across. I will highlight them because I was hoping the letter was going to get read into the meeting tonight. The Montville Fire Company, in doing the research, the numbers that were provided by the union staff in last month's meeting is meeting the criteria of a performance crisis with the state of Connecticut, missing over 80% of their calls within a three-month period. Now,
Tommy, we're not supposed to be discussing this is stuff that was on the agenda, and at the end we cannot discuss stuff that was on the agenda. Non-agenda items only.
The data was on the agenda. This is
it's what that's about. You're referencing what we discussed on an agenda item.
Okay. Then I will bring up the town of Montville is in violation of Connecticut General Statute Section 19-181B requiring an EMS plan that needs to be submitted and reviewed once every 5 years. This is a law that was passed from research, passed in 2002, or was supposed to be submitted back in 2002, and my understanding is the town of Montville has not complied with that. It was supposed to be reviewed back in 22, but was prevented due to COVID. We are coming up on a review by OEMS in 27 for an EMS plan, by all intentions, that I have not been able to find in any charter or anything else. And I think it should be reviewed by the board that this needs to be addressed and come up with. And I have submitted that information to Karen Perkins.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak?
Yeah, hi, Matt Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. It's a question. I know you don't have to answer it, but I just want to get it out there. I was looking through the other agendas for other meetings here, such as town council and a few other meetings. This is the only one that has non-agenda items listed for the speaking, 3 minutes at the end. Everybody else is just comments from the public.
No, I believe this is what the it has to be this way. This is what the town clerk has set our.
Okay. I'll go down there and I'll find out if it needs to be that way, because people have questions about things that are brought up here. And
I agree.
Everybody's just getting shut down.
I'm not disagreeing with you one bit.
The town council meeting I go to, I can get up and speak in afterwards about stuff that was discussed. I don't know why we can't hear.
I agree with you, but I don't set the agenda. There you do. Thank you. Any other remarks? Any other remarks?
Good evening, Timothy Condon, Montville Professional Firefighters, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut. I just want to talk a little bit about community planning. So the fire service, unlike any other department, and we'll use the building department, we're having problems finding building officials or dispatchers or having trouble finding cops. The fire service is uniquely positioned in that it has heavily relied on volunteers, not just in Montville, but across the area. So when we have departments that are fully paid and you start having staffing issues, the department isn't relying on other systems that are failing around it. A community needs to be able to adjust and have a good grasp on where the winds are blowing you. if you read the charter, this body is supposed to be conducting a five-year plan for the Department of Public Safety, which is all the departments that are under your purview. We here in Mottville enjoy a combination fire system, and there's benefits to it, and there's some massive challenges. And one of the documents I gave you a couple months ago was the Blue Ribbon Report, which was written by the U.S. government, which literally says preserving America's volunteers. And the line in that said that combination fire systems are the hardest to manage, because the group that I represent sees a global view of Mottville. The fire companies see a segmented view. It doesn't mean that their view is wrong and mine is right. Doesn't mean mine's right and theirs is wrong. But we need a mechanism to be able to communicate better than, with both sides. And I think a general acknowledgement from both sides that we're not going fully paid. Nobody wants a fully paid department. Nobody's trying to get rid of the paid guys. Nobody's trying to get rid of the volunteers. But we need a better communication model to come together and speak about the changes that are coming in the fire service. You know, there's towns around us that are having to deal with the lack of volunteers and things that they're doing. I myself gave a lengthy letter, email to the mayor on, you know, trying to get the paid staff, who are mostly volunteers in other communities, chief officers and such, bringing in to him, you know, what the stipend programs look like to try to assist, because it only benefits us if we have a more robust volunteer system.
10 seconds.
The problem here is what I don't think we all realize is you are in competition with every municipality around you, because as this pool dwindles, it affects everybody. So everybody has this illusion of mutual aid, that we're going to lean on mutual aid. But when everybody else says they're going to lean on mutual aid, there's nothing left. So the community that is the last one to sit down is going to be last out. And we need to stop arguing amongst ourselves and find a way to communicate, because the whole system is coming down around us.
Thank you, Tim. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Remarks from the mayor.
Quick comment. First of all, on the ESO program, the deputy fire marshal has brought that to my attention. He's given me access to the program. I think it has a lot of value, and I think it's something that really does need to be looked at, and so does the EMS charts. However, we are already paying for that ESO, and if it does everything, I'm not doubting John at all, but if it does everything he says it will do, and it'll satisfy the needs of the volunteer staff as well as the paid staff, you know, we need to look at that. But I do know that his access to the inspections and other parts of the program is very valuable to the town, and he's demonstrating how valuable it is. I just haven't really had an opportunity to look at the other option. So I just want to make everybody aware that Route 85 roundabout, probably people already know about it, but the plan to install that roundabout has been canceled by the state on Route 85 and 161. They're going to realign 161 instead, how it comes out into the Route 85. And they're going to be widening some sections of Route 85 from Lakewood up into Horse Pond Road in Salem. The bids will go out for the work in May of 25. The worldwide outage that we just experienced was due to human error, and we were not affected here in the town of Mottville, but WPCA was. The schools were not. But we all know that the state and the banks were all affected by that. For the animal control facility, the difficulties continue. We haven't had a project manager appointed, which is a requirement upon receiving that fund from DECD. They have yet to tell us who they're appointing as the project manager. And we need the project manager to review all and any documents pertaining to that that construction. The architect provided possible options to value engineering options, but no feedback has come back from DECD yet. We've directed the architect to add the CHRO requirements, which is part of that urban fund funding, put it into the bid documents, and also to include the value engineering items as possible options to cut some of the costs. We'll send out the revised package for rebid as soon as possible, which we will have to go out to rebid, but it's, but we don't know if we need to rebid the actual costs or only sending out the rebids containing the CHRO language and the pay, equal pay option. I forget the name of it. But so we're waiting for DEC to assign the project manager. And in the event that the $2.6 million is not sufficient and DEC approves, we may need to implement one or more of the value engineered options. So we've already established some of those options that we could revert to in order to get this thing moving in a more timely manner. But right now, and I just spoke with some people today from OPM and tried to find out who that project manager is. So that's being delayed a little bit. The interviews are continuing for the building inspector trainee, and we've interviewed three so far, and we've got some pretty good prospects. And see, also sent out from the last month's meeting, I sent out the request to the town attorney for the ordinance on Public Act 2416, which is to identify who can declare. I want to commend Chief Blanchett on his 1-year anniversary and the entire Montville Police Department, along with all of the officers and sergeants and Lieutenant Radford. They've proven beyond my imagination, beyond my hopes of what could have been accomplished here. And their success is visible and evident, and everything I've seen, everything I've heard, and I get a lot of good comments, an awful lot of good comments. And I'm just proud to be part of that 1-year anniversary. I want to thank the New London Chief Wright and the Norwich Captain Perry for their words of support and appreciation for our being able to, and I'm proud to be part of that also. Also want to thank Officer Moore for assisting Groton PD as a translator. That's something that we can show our colors to other departments and other towns. It's a good thing, and I'm proud to be part of that too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Remarks from the council's commission. Oh, I'm sorry. The council liaison. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. I'll be brief. I just want to echo what Lenny said about the police department. It's been an awesome first year, and look forward to seeing what you guys will do in the future, and just excited about the whole thing. So thank you, guys. That's all.
Thank you, Nick. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
All set.
Mr. Baker.
Yeah, just real quickly. We talk about a lot about the volunteers and the career staff and everything else that's going on in town. Back on June 30th, there was a town-wide training for the fire service, and it was a water supply drill. And I went to the training for about 2 hours to observe, watch what they did, and how they took care of business in plain English. And basically the drill was to test the ability to supply water using a water source near Fair Oaks to sustain a working fire. And they set up their drop tanks and the ladder truck that they were pumping into up at Murphy School. Murphy, right? Yeah, Murphy. Yeah. In attendance were obviously the town departments. We had mutual aid partners there from Olime, East Great Plains, Laurel Hill, Gardner Lake, and Salem, which are all part of the countywide mutual aid system. And there were approximately 45 individuals in attendance. from the fire service, which shows me that the volunteers are coming out and they're doing their thing. And this was a Sunday morning from 8 o'clock till noon. So I was happy to see that, very happy as a commissioner. And that the next drill, which will be coming up, is on August 4th. And I would urge any of the commissioners that are sitting here to come to one of these trainings and watch what happens. And these guys will show you what they can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Perkins?
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the social media part. When it was brought up to maybe the commission should put together some type of rule or whatever. I think there is some good to the social media. I think at this point I said maybe the bosses of the career firefighters should talk to their people and the chief should talk to the volunteers and they come up with them themselves instead of us dictating whether or not they should be able to get on social media. I agree on the last incident that was out there, it was going back and forth. But it does do good for some incidents, and if once you have this rule, it's all or none. It's not, well, maybe, or maybe not this person, but maybe this person should. I said leave it up to the chiefs for the volunteers. They can talk to them and leave it up to whoever's in charge of the paid firefighters, their boss, to talk to them about posting on social media. As far as Mr. McCarthy, yes, he had reached out to me. He did. I had a letter. I apologize. I will email that to the Public Safety Commission. I wasn't sure you wanted that letter to them. I reached out to you to say, is this something you really want me to do? I will send this letter that he had. Also, other information, if you want me to pass that along to the Public Safety Commission, I will do that as well. Again, thank you for the volunteer firefighters, the career firefighters, the police, commission. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Stewart?
Yeah, a couple of items here in the final remarks from Mr. McCarthy and from Tim Condon regarding planning. The EMS plan is something that needs to be updated periodically. Community planning, yeah, that's where we need some of the numbers from the departments to see where we're going. I'm sure the town has some sort of a long-range plan to make sure that we budget money appropriately and hire people as we need to looking ahead. So I think it's a good idea. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner. The only thing I would say, we have in Oakdale in the last month taken on seven new prospective members, and three of them are EMTs. So I don't know if it's the publicity, maybe from this social media, people are just saying, I'll go join, but we've done well. I just took in another application again tonight. And Matt, I applaud you if you go down there and find out why it's on the agenda like that. I don't know the reason why it is, but that's what I was told, and that's what they put on here, so that it's, you know, that's the rule. So, yeah, I don't know. And I also just wanted to congratulate the Montville PD for their 1-year anniversary. I think they're doing an outstanding job. Even though I've been stopped twice.
He wasn't looking at you.
I will say, and again, I've said this already a couple of times, I definitely have been slowed down my driving in the town of Montville because of their diligence.
I've been telling you that for years.
I didn't realize how many of these radar detectors now can get you driving at them. When they're on the road, you know, they don't have to be parked anymore, and that's how I began. That's how I got stopped twice. So maybe we'll have to think about the new ones that way, not getting any more of those. With that, I do wish everybody a good night, and thank you for attending. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
So with all the favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.